Hal, this is me sort of getting my second wind. At least, I hope I do. You know, when I stepped out here about 55 minutes ago to face you 3,000 people, glamorous and important people, you'd have thought I might have been nervous. I still am, believe me. Now, one of the big musicals of the past year featured a song which has since become the Bachelor's Anthem. It's called Baby, It's Cold Outside, and is the last of the nominated songs. In place of Esther Williams, who is out of town, Arlene Dahl joins the rest of the original cast, Ricardo Montalban, Red Skelton, and Betty Garrett to sing Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I really can't.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'll drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might.
But baby, it's bad out there.
What's in this
No
drink?
Caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew
Your
how
eyes are like stars right
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks well.
I ought to say no, no, no,
Mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't
Oh, baby,
stay.
Don't hold out.
Ah,
baby, it's cold
outside. I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Welcome,
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm. Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves up on a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette. More.
Never such a pleaser before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Daddy, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
Really been
I thrill when you touch my hand. How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in sight.
If you've caught pneumonia and die,
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old baby.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
I really can't
but
stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd
so
drop
very
in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
My
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
Maybe
hurry.
Just a little break.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say what's in this
no
drink.
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like stars
to
right
break
now.
To break the spell.
Take your hat, your hair looks
I
well.
I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my heart?
I really can't say.
Oh, baby, don't hold up, baby.
Oh, it's
cold
outside. I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
Your sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
Your brother will be pacing the floor.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
May night.
Never such a blizzard. The baby
None of this I remember.
Up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
A thrill when you touch
But
my
don't
hand. How can you do this to
There's
me?
Going to be tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At least
sorrow.
There'll be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I
died.
Really can't
oh,
stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Well, Betty Garrett really gave Red Skelton a great working over in their chorus of Baby It's Cold Outside. She ended up with him flat on his back in the Davenport. We pause now for station identification.
Well, certainly, this is a spot where an angel would fear to tread. I don't have to be hit by a train. I know I haven't anything big enough to follow that. But I think Charles Brackett has. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Academy, Mr. Charles Brackett.
We come now to a series of special awards voted not by the membership, but by the Board of Governors of the Academy. They honor achievements which do not fall into the various categories of the regular award. At 10 o'clock last night, as our Constitution specified, the Board of Governors met and voted to make several special awards. Before I tell you about them, however, may I read you a letter which I regard as a special award for the Academy itself. The White House, Washington, D.C. Dear Mr. Brackett, on the occasion of the presentation of the Academy Awards for 1949, I'm glad to have the privilege of extending my greetings to the thousands of creative workers who contribute so importantly to the art of the motion picture. We look to them to carry this art to new levels of achievement, knowing that they will bring entertainment and inspiration to millions of our own citizens, and that their product is the chief medium through which other millions of people the world over learn to know our country. I join you in honoring those men and women of the industry who have been selected as deserving of Academy Awards. With sincere regards, Harry S. Truman. Thank you, Mr. President. Now for the first of the special awards. It will be presented by a lady so charming, one can't understand how Paris relinquished her. Miss Micheline Prez.
Thank you. The award I have been asked to present is for the best foreign language motion picture. It goes to that magnificent Italian film, The Bicycle Thief. Dr. Mario Ongaro, the Italian consul in Los Angeles, has accepted the award.
Thank you, Dr. Ungaro and Miss Prell. For our next award, I'm going to ask Ronald Reagan to leave the radio booth long enough to make the presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, this award goes to a fellow guild member and Hollywood's best citizen, president of the Motion Picture Relief Fund, and for four very important progressive years, president of this academy. Distinguished radio personality and an actor of Academy Award stature before many of tonight's contestants were born. This Oscar to Gene Herschel. Ladies and gentlemen, on this coming Sunday, it's the 26th of March, it's exactly 44 years ago since I made my first picture, in 1906 in Denmark. It was only a 300-foot feature that took us about 4 hours to make. It's a long, long jump from that 300-foot flash to this magnificent affair tonight. I'm very, very proud of having been privileged to be a member of this industry for so many years. Thank you.
Congratulations, Thank you, Lana. The next special award will be presented by Donald O'Connor.
Thank you very much. Sorry Francis couldn't be with me tonight. But he's home making out his speech for next year. This award is for the best performance by a child actor or actress during the year 1949. It goes to the little boy whose performance in The Window and so dear to my heart enchanted moviegoers and critics alike, Bobby Driscoll. Bobby?
But I want to thank everybody that had to do with me getting this award. I want to thank God for giving me such a wonderful mother and father. Thank you.
Congratulations, Bobby, and thank you, Donald. The next award is a very special one. I'd like a very special person to present it. Miss Ginger Rogers.
This morning, the Academy Board of Governors got in touch with me and asked if I'd make this next presentation. Yes, 1,000 times yes. You'll see why when I read this citation. It says, "To Fred Astaire, for the artistry that has brought unique delight to picture audiences and has raised the standards of all musical pictures, in appreciation also of his contributions to techniques vital to the production of this type of film," unquote. I think it's a wonderful citation, but I don't think any citation would completely please the millions of people who have watched Fred Astaire perform. They would want that citation to mention some song he did, some tricky step on a terrace, some fly and satin descent down a staircase. And they'd be right, because in all his years of dancing, I don't think Fred Astaire ever made a movement that did not contain a hint of high art. He not only dignified dancing, as far as I'm concerned, he invented it. About the award, it's a pretty exciting moment for me, too. In fact, I'm so excited I could do handsprings down Hollywood Boulevard. And I'm sure there are many people here, too, who feel the same way. Also, I'm sure they want to hear from Fred Astaire. He's not in Hollywood tonight. His special award caught him off base. However, he was reached in New York this noon, and right now, he's supposed to be at the other end of a special Hollywood New York circuit. Can you hear us, Fred? Can you hear us here in New York? Fred Astaire!
Can I hear you? Oh, brother.
Oh. And the music, Fred. Can you hear that, too?
Yes, indeed, I can, Ginger. And, of course, I just don't know what to say. It's wonderful. I'm so thrilled. I'm ready to do handsprings myself down Madison Avenue. I'm very proud and very grateful. And as for you, Ginger, you've been much too gracious. Remember, I've had a partner.
Thanks, Fred, but that's not what it says here on the Oscars. It says in big letters, "To Fred Astaire."
Now, for goodness sake, then, don't let anything happen to it, will you? I'll tell you what. I heard George Murphy on the show. If he's still in the house, would you ask Bert, please accept the award for me? Thanks, Ginger, and God bless you all. Good night.
Thank you, Ginger Rogers. Congratulations, Fred.